All right, folks, as you see, we do start on time, and I'd like to welcome each and every one of you to the Sanford Energy Business Builder Conference call. My name is Bear Gordon from Austin, Texas. I am an executive consultant with Sanford Energy, and you can be too. Yes, you can. Folks, we've got awesome leaders in this business that will teach you how to build a business effectively. What you've got to do is come with your ears open. Come with your heart open. Listen and learn from the best of the best, and this is the call to do it from. We do this call every Sunday evening, 10 o'clock Eastern, 9 o'clock Central, 7 o'clock Pacific Time. Again, the best way that you can get your Sanford Energy week off to a great start and to have your business grow, because you can come to this call and gain information that's going to make a difference in your business right now, okay? And tonight is no exception. You hear people talking about being registered for ambition. September 2nd through the 5th, Dallas, Texas. Guys, if you're brand new to Ambit Energy, I'm going to tell you, go to your upline and ask them about Ambition. Ambition 2020 is going to be awesome, okay? They're doing a lot of preparation for us. They're getting it all together. We're expecting that it's going to happen. So go to your back office and register for Ambition 2020. Now, I got to tell you, I don't have an opportunity to introduce our featured speaker that often. Let me back up a second. Brian McClure tonight is a little under the weather, and boy, did he pick a prime replacement to have on this call tonight. This gentleman is an inspiration to so many people for so many reasons. He is not only one of the top income earners in the company, but he has top income earners in his organization. National consultants, executive consultants, million-dollar income earners, and he's here with us tonight. Please welcome to the call, Mr. Chris Atkinson. Chris, welcome to the call, buddy.
Bear, how are you, my friend?
I am great. Glad to have you with us.
Man, it's an honor to be here. And I'm so grateful that, I'm not grateful that Brian doesn't feel good, and I made sure I told him I hope he gets better soon, and I told him I'm so grateful that he called me to have me step in and that he gave me about 45 minutes notice. That way I can get fully prepared, you know.
You're good to go.
but it is an honor to be here, and it's good to hear your voice. And, you know, and I just want to echo what you said. You know, it's that we are expecting ambition to take place, just like we are expecting each of you on this call to promote again. Right, we're expecting you to help someone else to join your business tomorrow. We're expecting you to help them make their money back within 24 hours, not 28 days. We're expecting you to help them to get promoted. You see, that's the expectations that we all should set, right? We should not expect to join and be a failure. That would not be a reason for joining anything. Honestly, it wouldn't be a reason for living. I wouldn't want to live if my whole expectations of myself was to be a failure my whole life. Now, unfortunately, in my eyes, maybe not my mom or dad's eyes, but in my eyes, I was a failure for the majority of my life. But it's the life that I had chosen, right? And I thought that tonight I would do my best to maybe share a few stories with you. You know, and I promise you, I won't tell you a story about a man named Jed. I mean, that poor mountaineer, he barely kept his family fed. But I want to tell you some stories about some experiences that I've had. You know, maybe some before I got lucky enough to have Ambit find me, and maybe some that have happened since we said yes and borrowed the money and got started. But, you know, when you think back about that poor mountaineer, he never gave up, did he? He kept going hunting every single day. And he finally hit crude, that Texas gold. And he picked up his family and he moved. But I promise you, I wouldn't tell you that story. But I want to tell you a story about a guy that always gave up. It's the only thing he knew how to do. He only knew how to give up on his dreams, his goals, and his life. He didn't know any different. He didn't know it was wrong. Nobody had ever stopped to spend 5 minutes to tell him that things could be different. And so time and time again, this young man kept failing. Not just at a job, which he did. Not just at a marriage, which he did. Not just at raising a child, which he did fail at. But he kept failing at himself. Yes, he lost houses and cars, but he kept failing when he would look in the mirror and he would realize that that person, that thing that he was looking at, had literally never done anything successful in his life. He had never done anything honest. He had never done anything with integrity. And most importantly, he had literally never done anything that helped anyone else. But the story actually gets worse. Because people finally got tired of him. And they started to step in. They started to intervene. They started to have this idea and this passion to maybe help enforce a change. And so they did things to this young man. I mean, they got him locked up. They got him put away. They got him doctors and help. They got lawyers to talk to him. They got judges to talk to him. And it all helped for about 30 days. And then the same thing would happen repeatedly over and over again. It wasn't the fault of the doctors. It wasn't the fault of the people who were trying to intervene. It all boiled back down to one thing. The person wasn't willing. They were willing to listen, which they did, but they weren't willing to make a change. They weren't willing to become different, be someone different. They weren't willing to try a new way. I don't know if this resonates with you, because I don't know each of you personally. Honestly, I wish I did. But I would imagine there's probably some people on the line right now that have been in the business a little while, and they haven't gotten that next promotion, whatever that next one is. They thought about it. They hoped for it. But they're still at whatever level that is. Maybe it's marketing or regional. And they, if you talk to them, they'll tell you, I want to be senior. I want to be executive. But then when we follow, if we could follow in their shadows every day, what is it that we would see them doing? Or if I could be more blunt, what is it that we would see them not doing? Listen, I understand. It's a crazy time. You know, I remember before the shutdown, oh my gosh, I remember going to live business presentations at hotels, and there'd be 80 people at some, over 100 at others. I remember seeing pictures on Facebook of meetings in different parts of the country and how packed it was. I remember February the 22nd, we were out in Stockton, California at our illumination training. Maksud Mir came in from Missouri, actually. Jeff Brogan flew in from South Texas. They put literally 100 people in the room in California. I stayed a few days and helped them with their Monday night business presentation. Standing room only, 7 guests, 100% sign up before the meeting was over, right? Nobody left until everyone was signed up. It was exciting. You know, but at the same time that we were doing that, there were people doing online Zoom presentations. There was no shutdown. That's just how they were conducting business. They were doing one-on-ones via Zoom. They were doing normal weekly business presentations via Zoom. And they were growing. People were promoting. So some people were promoting via Zoom, and others were promoting at live business presentations. But see, you and I, we didn't think anything of that. We just thought some grow this way, some grow that way. They don't know any different, right? Which way's right? Those were the questions you and I were asking. The next weekend, we had our same illumination. This time it was in Houston. We had 300 plus in attendance. I think the actual number was like 355. And it was an amazing day. A couple of weeks later, I got in my truck and I drove from Houston to Harrisburg, Pennsylvania. Debbie and I got a new condo there because we want to get, you know, all fully plugged back into the Northeast. We've kind of had a place there before, so it's kind of familiar territory. And it was crazy to me. This is where I get to tell on myself. It takes me about 2 days. It's 21 plus hours, right? So I don't like pushing myself for a 21-hour drive. So I stopped halfway, somewhere around Memphis, Tennessee, and I called Debbie that night. She said, "Are you sure you want to continue?" I'm like, "Okay, what did I miss? What are you talking about?" She said, "Well, you know, this COVID-19 thing." I said, "This what?" She said, "The coronavirus." I said, "What?" She said, "Well, they're going to start to shut things down." I said, "What are you talking about?" See, I tell you guys all the time, I don't watch TV. I just don't. If I ever listen to the radio when I'm in the car, it's sports radio just to kind of get caught up on what's going on in that part of my fantasy world. And so I didn't know anything about this. I said, "Well, Debbie, I'm going to keep going." And so I get there and I get all checked in. I get the keys to the condo. And now what? We got to buy furniture. I don't even have a bed to sleep on. And she said, "Well, you better go get food because I don't think you're going to have an easy time finding it." I said, "What are you talking about?" And I went to the store and there was no toilet paper. There was no paper towels. And I made a decision 5 days later, and I turned around and I drove back home. But, you know, in those five crazy days when I started figuring out what all was happening, what was going on, I still managed to sponsor someone personally. And they're working the business in Pennsylvania while we're here in Houston. And we instantly had to figure out how to kind of be a technical person. So we got plugged in with people that knew it better than me. And now we do four things a week on Zoom at a minimum. And we do our best to put everything on Facebook Live so it's open to everyone. And the reason I'm telling you this story is because 20 plus years ago, when people that knew me, loved me, and cared about me tried to intervene and show me that there's a new way, a better way, a more successful way to live your life, I was closed-minded. And I got and I stayed closed-minded. So that original story about a piece of junk person is Chris Atkinson. And every time I'd look in the mirror, I got more and more disgusted at myself. But it took one person 20 years ago to step right into my face and to tell me, "Chris, you can change your life forever. And you can do it one day at a time." Something that simple made sense to me and it changed my life. All the other doctors, all the other psychiatrists, all the other policemen, the lawyers, none of them changed my life like that. It took one sentence that may not mean anything to you, but it still to this day means the world to me. And after all, isn't that in this case who's important? Because it was about my life, not your life. And that one sentence changed my life, that I could change my life forever, one day at a time. And so when all this stuff currently started, it took one conversation. And the conversation was about an hour and a half long. And the conversation was, we can still build this business one day at a time, but now we're just going to do it over the internet. And I want to tell you, Friday night, it was the first time in months that Chris Atkinson paid attention to his power zone as a special bonus program was coming to the end. I've gotten out of the habit of doing that. And it's not because I'm not grateful for the growth. It's just that it hasn't been anything super spectacular for a few months. I know people, you know, Brian talks about it a lot. People had pushed pause because, you know, the word came out last August about the sale to Vista. Then people wanted to see what they were going to do. Then they waited until simulcast. Then they were talking about wait until Ambition. Oh, my God, I can't stand waiting. I have no patience to wait when I have a family that's counting on me to earn an income. And so we've kept pushing day after day after day after day after day. I remember I was on my way to Tyler, Texas, when our phone started blowing up with this rumor about Vistra buying Ambit. And Brian was there, and I just walked up to him. I said, and I held my phone. I said, listen, I know you already have heard about it, so what can you tell me? He said, I think it's the best thing that could have ever happened to us. I said, that's all I need to know. That's it. And I know he told you that on the phone too. But he only had to tell me once, and I never blinked, and I never stopped, and I've never looked back. So this Friday night, I just had this feeling amongst myself. But you know why I had this feeling? Because my wife said something to me that morning. She woke up Friday morning. She said, today's going to be special, and dadgummit, I'm going to do more than my part. I haven't seen her that busy on the phone in a long time. And you know what it caused me to do? It caused the trickle-over effect to make me busier on the phone. She was still at her computer in her office at 10:30 p.m. Friday night, not watching Facebook, not checking her Twitter account, not reading her emails, but putting in another consultant. We had 188 people join our business Friday alone. And it's not because we're rock stars, because we're not. We're Ambit consultants just like you. But we happen to be Ambit consultants that have a built-in passion for ourselves, and that passion bleeds for everyone else. Because we want you to see what we see. We want you to feel what we feel. This isn't the time to run. This isn't the time to pause. I don't know what people keep waiting on. We didn't wait on the Texas rates to get better. We kept working even when we were 30% or so higher than the incumbents. We never pushed pause. We've just kept moving. Just like that poor mountaineer. What if he would have stopped? But he kept thinking about his family day after day. And old Jed finally got Granny in the car and drove her all the way from the Boone Hills of Tennessee to Beverly Hills. The same that you can do for your family. What would you upgrade in your life right now if you knew you could? Would you upgrade your car, your house, your vacations, once it's back to quote-unquote normal? What would you upgrade? Where your kids go to school? The clothes that you and they wear? What is it that you would change about the day-to-day operation of your life? What time you wake up? What time you go to bed? What restaurants you're able to eat at? What is it that would change in your life if money simply was not an obstacle whatsoever? That's the story I want to hear from you. That's the change that can take place. You see, it's never taken anything huge for me to make an extravagant change. For those of you that don't know, 22 times in jail, 11 different treatment centers, filed bankruptcy, 3 cars taken away from me in repossession, 3 homes foreclosed on. My life sucked. But it was all because of me. It wasn't because of the rates. It wasn't because who was in my life or not in my life. It was simply because of me. And when I finally made that conscious decision to listen to one person, then it only took one person to change my life. The same that it took here.
It took one person, one phone call, that allowed me an opportunity to change my life here. And when Steve Thompson called me, I listened. And when he sent me to Dallas, Texas, to let Brian share the opportunity with me, I listened. And when Brian laughed at me because I didn't have the money, that got my attention. And when he got Steve on the phone and they told me that they're going to give me 24 hours to find the money or they're never going to answer my call again, I listened. But on each step of the way, I did a little bit more than listen. I took it to heart. And then I did everything that I possibly could to find a way to change my life. And you know what the way that I found was? Always allowing others to help. See, I've never done anything here by myself. Steve was my guide from day one. Brian was always there anytime I needed to call or text. Always. And it's the same way that we to this day still try to be for people, even if they're not in our group. It's what do you want to make different in your life? I got a phone call today from new EC Lance Wren out of Wilkes-Barre, PA. I think technically it's Dallas, PA. And he has a new person in his team up there like a week into the business and said, my new guy has some folks in Houston. Would you mind talking to him? Because he has some questions about rates. I said, well, you're probably calling the wrong guy because I don't have a clue what our rate is, but I'll do my best. You know, and to be honest with you, thank goodness the conversation never went to rates because I really don't even know what our new rate is. I took a screenshot when Brian and Eric did that Monday night thing just so I could technically say that I have the rate. I just don't know what it is because people don't ask me what the rate is because I don't ever ask anybody to be a customer. I ask them to take a look at an opportunity. If they say no, then I allow them to be a customer. Yet you heard me right, allow. You see, we all learn little tips and tricks along the way. And so we always share the opportunity. If they say no, I say, oh, great. I just happen to have two openings for a customer to fill. Would you like to take one of those spots? Simple little things that we say. That way they just want to help you, and so they'll say yes. But this gentleman, we were on the phone today because, he has some families here in Houston. Told him we would do everything we could to help. Even though, you know, Lance, I think he's under Kirk Horan, so it's not even in our organization. I don't care. I answer anybody's phone calls, anybody's texts. You know, the one thing I'm bad at is answering your emails. I'm sorry. I just don't check that very often. But so we're on the phone for 30 minutes or so. And at the end of it, he says, can I ask you, what's your why? He said, I know Lance's why, and I'd like to know yours. And so I said, I'll gladly tell you my why, but can you do me one favor first? He said, sure. I said, what's your cell phone number? And so I jotted his cell phone number down, and I told him, I said, you know, originally my why was a soccer ball. And he said, do what? I said, that's all I wanted. When I joined Ambit, I wanted to be able to buy a soccer ball. You see, my original goal was not to make my money back. My original goal was not a Corvette. My original goal was a soccer ball. And so I'm telling the story of how I just wanted a soccer ball. And as I'm telling him that, I pulled up my text messages. I typed in his phone number. And I took a picture of one of the two waterfalls that we have in our pool. It's about 20 feet tall and 30 feet or so across. And I said, before I get on to the rest of my why, would you look at your phone now and check out that picture? He said, well, that's pretty cool. I said, yeah, I have two of those now. You see, when I wanted that soccer ball, I was 38 years old living with my mom and dad. Now I live in a 8,000 plus square foot house, and that's just one of our two waterfalls at our pool. And you know what happened? I heard it in the voice, and it got me excited. I heard the belief. See, I heard the belief like, oh my God, you went from just a soccer ball to this house. You went from living at your parents' house to now this. And you know, Bear, just like you say when you start the call, I'm an EC and you can be too. That's what I want to tell people. Whatever your dream is, you can achieve it. Maybe it is a big house. You want to buy mine? Come on. Right price and everything's always for sale. Whatever your dream is, you can achieve it. The issue becomes, are you willing to do the work? Are you willing to consistently, daily, day after day after day, put in the time, the energy, and the effort? And just as importantly, are you willing to deal with the obstacles? Because you're going to have them. You have obstacles in every aspect of your life. You do. If you don't think so, go ask your kids. Go ask your spouse. Some of us create our own obstacles. We all have obstacles in every part of our life. It's just for some reason, our brain allows us to tell us that that's normal for our kids to argue with us. That's normal to get in an argument with our spouse. That's normal for my boss to get a little upset at me from time to time. See, but those are all obstacles that either we created or we allow to block us. But somehow we just allow it to roll off of us like that's part of life. I'll do better next time. But then we get these little obstacles in ambit and we think it's the end of the world. Oh my God, it's not perfect. I can't build right now. The rate's too high. And we step back. Oh my God, I can't do this because I'm really expecting Sally to fast track and she didn't even trigger her own bonus. I guess this doesn't work. And so we step back. Did you see what they said about Ambit on the internet? Oh my God. And so we quit. We let all these little obstacles steal our dreams. And that's not the life I had decided I wanted. I had decided I wanted the life of my dreams. And so we've never let the obstacles stop us. When people quit Ambit, that's okay. People quit everything. And when they quit Ambit, it's just so they can rush off to something else so they can eventually quit it too. Quitters are quitters. That's all they are. Winners stick and stay. And that's who you are. You're an absolute winner. Listen, I'm not telling you that just because I went from dead broke and that Debbie went from 80, 90 hours a week at her day job and that we both were able to change our lives, come together as husband and wife and make $13 million in 13 years. I'm not telling you that you can. You can actually do much bigger and much better. You certainly can. For those of you that don't know, when we started, the only place you could build was Texas. That was it. After 8 months, they opened up just New York City. 8 months later, they opened up just the outskirts of Chicago. Not Chicago itself. If you have a map of Chicago, draw a circle around the outskirts of it. That's where you could build. Then they finally opened up Buffalo. Then we made $1 million that quick. With just those markets. Now when you're here, 16 states, Alberta, Japan, A-plus with the Better Business Bureau, J.D. Power year after year, top 10 company now in the DSA. I mean, all the credibility and accolades that you have in your backpack right now, in your toolbox for building this. So I want to leave you with this. You and I are going to start a project tonight. We get to write your life story. And tonight you get to write the best chapter, the final chapter. I'd love for you to take 5 or 10 minutes. Just, even if all you want to do is think about it. Maybe you don't want to actually do the effort and do the work, right? Maybe you don't want to pull out a pen and paper and write. Maybe you don't want to pull up your computer up and pull up Microsoft Word and type a letter. But maybe you do. But what would the final chapter be? You know, you're on the last couple of days of your life. You know it's the end. And so you're getting to finish typing out your book of all your accomplishments, everything good, bad, and indifferent that you've done in your life. And you get to, in this final chapter, you get to tell us where you're living, how you're living, how much money you're leaving for your kids and your grandkids, how you have your will and everything's getting all divvied up to your family and to the charities that you want to give to. And when you're writing this final chapter, you get to tell us that over your life, what you've done for charities, how you've given of your money and your time. You get to tell us in this final chapter of how you've helped people financially and with your wisdom. You get to tell us all of that in the final chapter of the book of your life. And I really do. I hope you spend some time doing that tonight. Honestly, it wouldn't take but about 15 minutes. Just tell the world how you want that final chapter of your life to be, where you're telling everybody the good, the bad, and the indifferent that you accomplished in your lifetime. But then tomorrow you got to wake up and start at chapter one. What are you going to go start to put in place to make it to where that final chapter can become true and become a reality for you? You got to go tell us what you're going to go do. How many calls are you going to start to make every day? How much bigger, badder, and bolder are you going to be on that invitation and on that closing question? Are you ready to get started? How much more are you going to listen when you're at the trainings instead of just being there in spirit? What kind of better notes are you going to take every time when you're on a Zoom training? And then as soon as it's over, are you going to go rewrite your notes? Not so that they're more clear on the paper. When you rewrite your notes, they become more clear in your mind. That's why I rewrite my notes. Your life can change. Remember, you're the director. You're the producer. You're the actor. You're even your own stunt person sometimes. Your life is all about you. So who are you going to touch? We have our hands on something extremely different, unique, and special. That's my belief. You may not believe like I do, but I do. And I believe that things are going to continue to change in a positive direction for all of us. Listen, do I hope we get to open back up and start to have hotel meetings and join together hand in hand at Ambition in September in Dallas, Texas? Abso-freaking-lutely. But if we can't, I know we're going to be okay too. Oh, I know we will. Some things are going to change. That's just to be expected. You know, some of you, you're not old enough to remember September 11th. And you're not really old enough to remember that when we used to go to the airport before September 11th, we just got to get dropped off at the front door and walk to the gate. There was no one there to check your ID, make you take your shoes off and fumble through your backpack. There was no machines to walk through as scanners. You just parked your car, got on the bus, and arrived at the gate. That was it. But September 11th changed everything. You don't gripe about it, do you? That's just how life is, correct? Even for those of us that have been part of it both ways, I don't really gripe about it. I know it's for our better good, for safety. And there's going to be some changes from this, too. So I've just come to understand it's just going to be for our better good and for safety. But it's not going to stop me from building my fortune for my family. And I hope you don't allow anything to stop you. Because I will be the first to tell you, if nobody else has today, you're worth it. You sure are. I hope you believe it. And I hope you go share that with someone tomorrow and tell them that they're worth it. It may be you that they need to hear it from. And every day that you remain silent is another day that they don't feel it. You are important. You can help yourself, and you can help others to change their life. It's all right in front of us. I hope you take full advantage of everything that life has to offer for you, not just ambit, but everything. There's so much life to be had, but if you want the financial part of it, I think you already found a home. Now it's just the time to go work our butts off because it's here. God bless each and every single one of you. I'm so glad that you're here tonight. I'm just honored to be part of the call, being honored to be part of your life for one simple night, for a few minutes. God bless each and every single one of you. Mr. Bear Gordon, I'm going to turn the call back over to you, my good friend.
Chris, it is a pleasure to have you on the call. Very inspiring message. Folks, if you haven't been touched, haven't been moved or inspired, you just haven't been listening is all I can tell you, you know. Did you want to briefly mention your book and where people can get that?
Absolutely. We do have a book. Debbie wanted us to write a book to kind of get my story out there. So we have taken it off of Amazon, I do believe. So right now, if you just go to our website, team526.biz, B-I-Z, you can just go there and get the books. I think Debbie's got a pretty special sweet deal going on with them right now. She's throwing in some extras. So it's just team526.biz, and you can get a copy of our book. And, you know, we'll be glad to sign it for you and share it with you and do all that we can. And Bear, real quick, one thing that we do believe in is fun, F-U-N, fun. You know, Pitbull's not the only one that gets to sing about fun. We do, too. And we mm-hmm. believe in this kind of time right now that we have to have fun. And so we started something that started last night. We're going to continue it on for a few more weeks. You can see it every Saturday at 8 p.m. Central. We call it AGT, Ambit's Got Talent. And we did our first episode last night, and we got our first championship winner that's going to go to the championship round in about a month. And for the next few weeks, we're going to be looking for a new champion. So just go to ambitateam.com every Saturday night at 8 p.m. Central, and we do a live Ambit's Got Talent. Last night was so cool. We had some salsa dancers. We had some Polish dancers. We had some singers. You know, it was just a whole lot of fun, and we're going to do it again. And again, we don't do this just for us. We do it for you because we're just here to help people. And that's what we're all about. And, you know, your life can be so much better when you realize that you're just such a minute part of it. The part that you're good at is touching others. Thanks, Bear.
Awesome. Maybe we can get Brian McClure to do his belly dancing routine. That'll be really good.
Oh, yeah.
Then again, maybe not. Folks, if you want to hear if you want to hear this message again, and I recommend you do, and certainly share it with some other people who certainly share it with the people that may not have the confidence, may not have the belief in themselves that they really need. The Chris's story is phenomenal to make a difference there. You can go to topambitleaders.com, and you'll be able to hear this message again, and I recommend it highly. Chris, thank you once again for being available to us, even on such short notice. Man, you make a difference, and I appreciate you.
We appreciate you too, my friend.
Okay, folks, I'm going to open up the lines and let you have an opportunity to say thanks to Chris. Hold on.